But this is a Muser's Christmas tradition. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, all the way from his headquarters and home, the North Pole, it's Santa Claus. Good morning, Santa.
Hold up. No habla inglés.
What?
Hello?
Yes, yeah. Santa.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were another bill collector.
Oh.
Hello, Musers.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Jody. Good to talk to you.
It's George, actually.
Merry what Christmas.
Don't say what else.
Even old Santy doesn't say Merry Christmas anymore, Job.
Why?
Well, because it excludes the kids. Combine the fact I've been excluding kids for years on the basis that they're poor or Muslimed up, but...
Of
course, old Santy doesn't want to offend anyone by saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of taking the Christ out of Christmas?
Never been a big believer.
All right.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. You stop it. You get worse every year.
I took some college courses and read a Dawkins book, and I've been an atheist ever since, to be quite honest with you. But...
All right.
Wow.
Never knew that.
Well, how is everything up there at the North Pole? How's the team of reindeer? Are you guys ready for the big night? How's Rudolph?
Well, Rudolph's been in the grave for quite a few years, Craig.
I didn't know this. Stepped in a bear trap, apparently.
Kids, have you ever heard of heroin?
Would you stop it?
Rudolph sure had. It was the same story year after year. Every 23rd of December or so, I'd have to go drag him out of some shooting gallery and get him back up to the North Pole, get him sobered up with some methadone and black coffee, and swab his crusted track marks with some witch hazel and salve, and debate whether this year would be his last. But Rudolph ended up running with a bad crowd. They ended up killing a girl in Wyoming. I paid for the defense. But bottom line, horrible smack problem.
So Rudolph died of a drug overdose.
Well, we're debating where the heavy one.
No, he did not die of a drug overdose. I had to put a bullet in his head outside of a forest in Hartford, Connecticut there.
Why?
He knew too much.
I'm going to hang up. This is not
so good. But the rest of the reindeer are just fine, kids. Don't worry
good.
About them.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
The rest
now,
of them just fine. Dasher and Dancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. Mm-hmm. All of them just fine.
Didn't you leave out Prancer?
Prancer died in the mid-80s of the gay cancer. I'm sorry you brought that up.
So that's why he was called Prancer. We always like to check in on Mrs. Claus. Santa, how's the Mrs.?
Oh, Mrs. Claus, I hear she's fine.
Here?
I hear she's fine.
Well, she left old Santa a few years back. Marriages are hard. Marriages are very hard. She left me for a black guy.
Why not?
Well, she said she always wanted a brother, and... I always thought she meant that she wanted a sibling, but I walked in on her in the workshop, and there she was, sprawled across the workbench with what appeared to be the entire Wu-Tang Clan working over.
Good night. This is just...
But we went to counseling, and, you know, we're friends now, and we just realize it's better if old Santy and Mrs. Claus just aren't married anymore.
Gotcha.
But divorce rates are really high up here in the North Pole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as are the rates for suicide, unfortunately. I've had 14 elves do themselves in since Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's quite a high rate.
Well, I tell you what, they're busting Santa's balls for more bennies. But you know what? F that. I can get this crap made in China for half the price. I'm doing them a favor.
Santa?
Oh, boy. He's fine. Don't ask about what's going on.
I've been quite a smoker for a few years, and I think it's catching up with old Santa Claus.
There.
Yeah, the pipe, right?
Well, no. I got into cigarettes pretty heavy there. It's not looking good in old Santa's chest, kids.
This is not Santa.
Well, this may be the last Christmas you have, old Santa Claus.
All right, stop it.
Why
with
would
that
be?
Kind of stuff, would you?
Yeah, after this Christmas, you won't have old Santa to kick around anymore.
What do you mean?
Got a call from my doctor this morning, and it doesn't look good. I knew my horn would catch up with me sometime. Just hope it wouldn't be this soon.
Well, what's going on? What's wrong?
I'm down to about $1.98.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something in my blood. It's not good.
Would you
not
stop
good,
it?
But you know what? Let's just focus on this Christmas and let's get through this one. And
okay.
We'll worry about the rest later. How does that sound?
Okay, let's sure. do that.
Got everything ready. Got the team all together. We're ready for December 24th.
Oh, you got your reindeer ready to go?
Well, reindeer, that's a tough subject with me.
Hmm. Why is that?
The economy hit me pretty hard. I had to let the team go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand how you're going to get around.
Well, I'm flying commercial.
Oh. How many flights is that?
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. I've been wearing Expedia out. But, you know, after what happened to Rudolph, we just... I just didn't have the heart to...
I swear I will hang up on you.
We haven't heard about this. What happened to Rudolph?
Well, Rudolph's been in the ground 2 years this
spring. All right, hang up on him.
2 years?
2 years this spring, yeah. He was... drunk driving accident. Horrible. I got to tell you, that first Christmas was a tough one. It really was.
Why was he driving if he can fly?
I don't, you know, he'd just gotten this new sporty little 911, and he had developed a snow problem, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
all
talking
right.
about the cold white stuff.
Well, with that nose.
Yeah, yeah. That's why his nose was always red.
Right.
People didn't realize that.
Come on, let's talk about something cheerful, like reindeer. How the reindeer doing?
Reindeer are doing great, George. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, good.
Good, yeah. Anyone in particular you want to know about?
Well, how about Blitzen?
Blitzen's doing great. Blitzen's made the transition.
Oh,
what
reindeer
transition?
Don't
yeah, that's it up here, too.
No, they don't do that.
And Mrs. Claus, I mean, let's be honest, she's really let herself go.
Has she?
Oh, God, looks like Mrs. Doubtfire now. But
well, she's got to be.
I have a little announcement for the children of the world.
Okay.
Be careful.
Children, do you know what divorce is?
All right, Santa, stop it!
Well, Mrs. Claus and I just... don't love each other in the same way.
All right. That's enough.
It's not your fault, children, but we've decided to pursue the remainder of our lives separately. So,
well.
Don't underestimate the possibility of Mrs. Claus leaving you for a former Cleveland Brown. Swinging is all about trust, kids. And
no, stop it.
And I trusted that lying C.
Santa
Claus, lying Mrs. Claus,
right.
And to be fair, I always knew she was a size queen, but that always put old Santa on the tentative list at best. But still figured she would stay with me because of the celebrity status,
right?
Particularly around Christmas time, but well, we'll make the best of it.
Moral: I think what we've all learned this morning, kids, is that Mrs. Claus is a size queen.
Got the house and the entire North Pole complex.
Well, where are you?
Well, she got lawyered up pretty good. Where am I?
Yeah.
I'm living in a duplex in Anchorage.
Oh. Well, that must be tough.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to get into the whole details of it, but let's just say Mrs. Claus went black and never came back.
All right. You've used that joke before, and I'm tired of it. Stop it. You're not divorcing Mrs. Claus.
I can't watch Greg Hardy play.
Hey. Stop.
Hey, boys, do me a favor, would you?
Sure.
Pray for me. Pray for me, boys.
We will. We will.
I got a parole hearing in 20 minutes, and it don't look good.
All right. Would you stop it with that?
Hang in there.
Oh, I'm trying. But,
you got to be ready to go for New Year, for Christmas Eve.
You know, it's a bogus deal.
What do you mean?
Oh, I got a sex assault conviction. I was hoping it would go away, but it didn't.
How's that bogus?
Oh, I grabbed a woman's breast at a Hooters in Tempe.
Uh-huh.
A little bit too much Christmas cheer.
Uh-huh.
And they got some tough prosecutor up there who was up for re-election, so.
Made it a point.
Really threw the book at me.
Yeah.
I'm actually not doing so well.
Oh, no. Oh, but Santa's always doing well.
Well, you know, just a lot of crap going on up here. And
like what?
Well, I don't know how much I can say because everybody's pretty lawyered up. But
You can keep it to a minimum if you want.
My attorney probably doesn't want me speaking publicly, but I'm facing, well, several allegations. Just some people who work for me, they got some lawyers involved. And for my part, I apologize for anyone who's been offended by my actions. I've always run a pretty loose workplace up here, and sometimes perhaps I let that informality cause me to do or say things that others might take offense at. And so if anyone's been offended by my comments about women or gays or...
Oh, my gosh, Santa.
Or some racially tinged conversations that were overheard, I'm sorry.
Well, the only people that work for you are the elves, right? Are you getting sued by the elves?
Yeah, elves and some of the Inuits up here. And and I'm not making any excuses, but part of the problem has been a lifelong drinking habit.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
So I want to announce that I'm seeking the help and treatment I need to overcome this horrible disease. And that's what it is. It's a disease.
Well, good for you. Glad you're on the road to recovery.
Well, thanks, Craig. I do appreciate that. And I'm not sure when my inpatient starts, but Christmas is about a 50-50 proposition at this point.
Come on. Stop it.
You have to make Christmas.
Well, one of the first steps of recovery, of course, is coming clean. So I'd like to tell all the kids that I kind of let all the parents do the present deal.
What?
So,
no, you don't. You do some of it.
So if you were poor, there was a reason old Santy went a little light on your gifts.
Would you stop it?
You mean you don't even do your one trademark toy anymore?
No, I do. You know, I'd kind of, in recent years, I'd kind of scaled it back. And by recent years, on my time frame, past few centuries, I'd kind of scaled it back and just kind of delivered in our subdivision, the one over.
Oh, man.
So just right around here locally.
It's not quite around the world, is it?
Oh, no. And so, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Come on, Santa. You're supposed to spread Christmas cheer and stuff.
Well, it's hard when you're single, you know?
Single?
What happened to the missus?
Well, Mrs. Claus moved out several years ago, as you guys know. And she moved back in the fall, and we tried to make a go of it, but after 3 days, she left again.
3 days? Mm. Wow.
You know, I think bottom line is she was just never comfortable with the whole femdom lifestyle.
Gosh.
And my health suffered a few setbacks, too.
Did it? Boy, times are tough.
I miss that sleigh. I sure do. That was a good one. I sold it.
Sold it?
Well, I got into some financial difficulty, and it was a John Deere, so it was worth a little bit. And long story short, I'm HIV positive.
Oh, jeez. Boy, Santa, this has been a tough year.
And I also should probably let people in on another little personal change. One of the things about recovery is you try to find religion.
Mm-hmm.
I've become Muslim and don't believe in Christmas anymore.
All right, let's hang up on him. This is not Santa Claus.
Been a pretty tough year for old Santa Claus, and... Well, authorities shut down the shop for a few months this year, so it put me way behind.
Oh, no.
But you're catching up, right? Everything's fine.
Well, they found a few illegals in the shop, you know. And, but, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't get a labor force to work that cheap. And plus, I'm way behind on Christmas this year. I haven't even put up our Christmas decorations.
Wow. How can that be possible?
Well, you'd think since this is the North Pole, I would have them up all year round. But yeah. Mrs. Claus says that makes us look like Mexicans.
What?
Gosh. They do that in Mexico, do they?
It's, of course, the fourth Mrs. Claus. I want to make that clear.
Oh, gosh. Come on, Santa.
Santa's upgraded a few times.
Don't say things like that.
Boy, I tell you, personally, I can't wait for December 26th. You can imagine.
The day after, huh?
The day after. A lot of work for me, you know, and I would do a little dance after I finish my rounds on Christmas, but I can't.
Hmm. Why's that?
The doctor took my legs below the knees.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Diabetic or something? Or?
Well, you know, it's adult onset, and all those cookies the kids left me finally exacted a price. So, kids, this is your fault. It's your fault that Santa has nubs, but I'll be okay. I'm okay, you know. I don't want people to think that I'm bad. I just, my boots start a little bit
closer to my torso than they used to. I'll be okay. I'm hopeful. Hopeful that they find a cure for advanced herpes and venereal warts.
All right, hang up. This is not the real Santa.
Let's just say old Santa had about a 300-year rum spring up. You know what I'm saying?
Santa might have problems, too. He's just like all of us.
That's right. I'm human.
No,
I'm 100% human and 100% divine. It's just the human part really gets me from time to time. I'm still happy, still Santa, still doing my work, still jolly. That court-ordered anger management's really working.
Good.
No. And, and I just want to update the earth, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Santa is winning in his eternal battle against the Easter Bunny. I think I've decimated most of his troops and a few of his family members. I know I killed two of his sons, Uday and Kusei.
All right. There is no battle between Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
So keep praying for me to win this one.
All right, hang in there.
Yeah, so it's rough. Not that I could have used the workshop anyway.
Why?
Why is that?
Well, the elves have filed a class action lawsuit against old Santa. Protesting working conditions is what they say.
Huh. I always thought you treated them very well.
They're freaking elves. They deserve to eat their own dung. Well, I have to provide them 3 squares a day. So I hired a bunch of Mexicans to come in here and work. And
well,
they all quit on me, too.
Oh, they did?
Why'd they quit?
Oh, I don't know why. I couldn't understand a word they were saying. And can I give a message to the Muser kids out there?
Sure.
All you kids listening right now. Kids, I appreciate it, but please, don't send any more letters to Mrs. Claus at this address. She no longer lives here.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Santa.
Well, kids, apparently, Mrs. Claus likes black men a little bit more than she likes being Mrs. Claus.
All right. The kids don't need to hear that. Stop it.
But if you can get out your Big Chief tablet and your pencils, kids, write this down. Mrs. Claus's new address. Write to her. Care of Shaquille O'Neal, Star Island, Miami, 33139.
Shaquille?
Oh, and another thing. I just want to clarify for the children out there.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have AIDS.
Well, whoever said you did?
I do not have AIDS. I merely have the virus that causes it.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
It hadn't turned yet.
What are you doing? You're ruining Christmas. Stop
it's
it.
It's true. I also should probably let people in on another little personal change. One of the things about recovery is you try to find religion.
Mm-hmm.
I've become Muslim and don't believe in Christmas anymore.
All right. Let's hang up on him. This is not Santa Claus.
But, you know, that people can still enjoy other things, all the reindeer, except for Rudolph, obviously, but all the other reindeer will still be working on Christmas. And
why can't we enjoy Rudolph?
Oh, I thought you read about that.
Read about what?
Oh, this happened earlier. It was early last winter. I got trapped in a forest and had to eat something.
God.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
All right, see you later, Craig.
Hang in
see
there.
Imposter.
Bye, Jody.
George, imposters.
Oh, my gosh. George hates that so much. I can't tell you how much George hates that bit. And when Craig and I were all clapping our hands together going, oh, today's Santa Day, George was begging me on his knees, please don't make him dark this year. Please, I'm begging you, don't make him dark. I'm like, well, what's the point of having our Santa Claus on if he's not dark? Anyway.
And then Santa desperately tries to turn it into a message of hope.
So cheap. All right. Anyway, Deucey and I were in here giggling like girls during that.